The Isidore String Quartet will be joined by pianist Jeremy Denk for a programme at the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. And it's my great pleasure to have on the line the violist from the String Quartet, Devon Moore. Thank you so much for making some time for us today.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
So looking at the program, opening with Joseph Haydn's string quartet, The Sunrise, from the last complete set of string quartets, closing with the Robert Schumann piano quintet from his so-called Year of Chamber Music, 1842. And then between that classical work and that romantic work, Baltimore premiere and Shriver Hall Concert Series co-commission of the String Quartet No. 4 by the jazz pianist and composer Billy Childs. And Devon, I'd really love to start with your association with Billy Childs, because I believe that the work that you have done with him has really informed the way that you have gone about your programming.
Absolutely. I came to know Billy's chamber music specifically during the pandemic. And as we were preparing for Banff, one of the rounds you're required to pair a Haydn quartet with a work from the 21st century. And so I immediately thought of Billy's second quartet, since I had known it and we had programmed it for my own nonprofit organization and had recorded it. So I knew that it was a great piece and that he was an incredible composer. So that was the first time I introduced it to the quartet. We played it at Banff, and then we played that maybe nearly 100 times over the next 2 years after winning Banff. We then played his third string quartet and established a sort of personal relationship with Billy as well. And then when this opportunity came to have Shriver be one of the co-commissioners of a fourth quartet that he wrote specifically for us, we absolutely jumped at the opportunity.
So how is Billy Childs a bridge between the classical Haydn and the romantic Schumann?
I think Billy, to his core as a musician, not specifically just a composer, represents a sort of amalgamation of various genres and interests. Yet his storytelling in his compositions is always at the forefront. It's so vulnerable and unique. And I think with pieces like the Haydn, of course, this was, you know, after his trip to London, he's in his late 60s, he's been doing it for a while, and you can see that in the Opus 76 quartets, he's sort of reinventing the grandeur and the drama and the expansiveness of what a string quartet can be. And similarly with Schumann, the piano quintet as a medium obviously has so many favorite hits, but is quite difficult to actually write for successfully in terms of balancing and being able to blend these two instruments. And I think the musicality of that piece is at the forefront. So we oftentimes pair Billy's music with various classical works or romantic works, because I think, one, it provides some context for those that may not have a lot of experience with new music. And secondly, we sort of hold him up there with all the great composers of the past as well, in terms of his artistry and his commitment to his craft.
Certainly a program to look forward to. This is the Isidore String Quartet, joined by Jeremy Denk, for the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday at 5:30. There's more at shriverconcerts.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak with the violist from the Isidore String Quartet, Devon Moore. We very much look forward to seeing you, Devon. Thank you.
Thank you.